What's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Stir the Pot Podcast. This is your DGA, aka 509 Reasons. Oh man, we got my boy back in the building. What's good, Rick? What's
happening? Yes, sir. You already know, man. Always a privilege to get an invite. So thank you, man. But I'm doing good, brother.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Shoot, man. We're gonna get into this. You know how we do. We're stirring the pot out here.
Always trouble when I'm messing with you, man.
I don't know about all that, man. I feel like you might have more than me going. You just chilling right now. You know what I mean? So over the past couple of weeks, it's been some interesting stirrings on the internet.
to say the least.
You feel me? And which one we choosing today? We're gonna start off with this one. Apparently, we missed the memo. It seems like a lot of women out here have been missing on Russell Wilson types. My bad. Let me give context. So there was a tweet by some lady who was saying. So basically, it was a picture of Russell Wilson with Sierra and the kids, a whole nice family portrait picture or whatever. It was nice. It was really, really, you know, really cute, really nice, you know. And chick retweeted the picture saying that if this is what people think is corny, or if this is what you think is a cornball, something in that context, sign me up.
Yeah. I think it said, if this is corny, sign me up for that or something like that.
You feel me? Which was, you know, it was okay. That's cool. Cause I was thinking like, this is a one-off, like whatever. And then, you know, I started seeing a whole bunch of cosigns.
The cosigns are wild.
Yeah. So it was like, oh, so women all along have been wanting the Russell Wilson type. I was like, oh, that's dope. That's cute.
We know better.
You know what I mean? So, you know me, I'm the type of person I'm gonna speak my mind, because I thought it was interesting, because we all know Sierra's ex, her baby daddy is Future, which is, you know, the talk of the past decade or so. Women been loving Future, and you know, they like the way he looked, the dreads, or whatever, his swag, you know, the music, it's all good. I get it, whatever.
Even though he's for the streets, you know.
For the streets, you know what I'm saying? And they all for it. What you think they did to on Sundays at brunch? Come on now. So I just thought it was interesting that. So I just want to say there's more Russell Wilsons out there than there are Futures. But yet, the Futures are the ones that keep getting chose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could jump, because I know I've been a little bit, you feel me?
It's funny because you say there's way more Russell Wilsons out there than there are Futures, right? That's facts. And you know where all the Russell Wilsons are at? In the motherfucking friend zone, bro. That's where all the Russell Wilsons are at. I don't want to hear this nonsense about, oh, if this is what corny looks like, sign me up for corny. Because what y'all are calling corny, quote unquote, has been around y'all forever, and y'all overlook that, right?
Because that's your homie.
Good enough for you. Exactly. That's your homie, right? Now, all of a sudden, because corny may be attached to hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, shoot.
Corny look a little better, right? Oh, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, some of these ladies really gotta pull the sheets back and show themselves, man, because it's wild to kind of have those type of statements when, you know, again, not for nothing, there's a lot of corny dudes running around this world not able to get a lick in at all, you know, always friend zoned, you know, like always passed up for the Future types, you know. So it isn't until, you know, and I saw you had posted something where, you know, it's like, you know, to have Russell Wilson, today's Russell Wilson, you would have had to, you know, started with the throwback Russell Wilson.
With,
you know,
the sketches and all that, the,
you know, the Hawaiian shirts, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So what nobody checking for us back then. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like y'all think Sierra gave him this badge of honor and leveled him up. You know, I've seen people talking about, oh, well, look what she did for him. She, you know, she gave him style. She gave him swag. We don't know that. We don't know if that's the case. It could have just been, you know, again, you get into the league, you start making some money and you start evolving, you know, he could have developed his style on his own, or she could have actually helped him. You know, either way, it's not a big deal. But, you know, it goes to show how when you look at the finished product, you know, when you're looking at the term paper that actually gets turned in, you know, like you it's so easy to forget all them rough drafts and all the writer's block, you know what I mean, all the procrastination, how hard it was to get to that, you know, final copy that you're going to submit, you know. So for these girls to be all up in these internet streets talking about sign me up for corny, be like, yo, I promise you, there's hordes of corny dudes in your life right now that you ain't gonna be checking for. So I don't want to hear it.
So I'm gonna say this. Let's say that we are not the ones that called Russell Wilson corny.
Yeah, right? Absolutely not. And I'm using the air quotes, you know. Just in case anybody who's listening and doesn't have the visual, you know what I mean? I'm using the air quotes every time I say it, because I think it's ridiculous to even go that route, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, because let's say, us guys definitely have made fun of Russell Wilson before because he's different, you know what I'm saying? He's maybe not, you know, he's not the typical athlete. Like, he doesn't have the same swag as another, you know, like a star or an athlete, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like we were just saying, look at the way he dressed. He dressed with them doggone Hawaiian shirts. It looked like he got them dad shoe sixes, you know what I'm saying? And his hands is in his pockets. He looked different, you know what I'm saying? So so we might make fun of him with that. But at the end of the day, the man had fans. We respected him. He was a winner. We were the one wearing his jersey with his name on the back because he is that dude. You know what I mean? So there was always that respect there. Guys is always going to crack on other people. So, but as far as like calling him corny, as in like he's less than a man, we have never done that. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, the quote unquote corny, sure, maybe some of them wanted to use them air quotes as corny. It came from their side. It came from the women. It came from that one chick, actually. Mm-hmm. If this is what you call corny, sign me up. You know what I'm saying? So you know that there's dudes out there that you call quote unquote corny that you claim to want, but you really don't want. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
They all over the place. And I'm having this conversation and I'm getting heat for that. You know what I'm saying? And then there was this one video that was posted. I had to post it because he said everything I said and I didn't even hear him speak, but everything I was trying to say, every point I was trying to make earlier with them, he said the same exact thing. He never heard me. I never heard him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I knew I wasn't crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how passionate I was about it. You know what I mean? And then he said this thing at the end, which was like, ooh, damn. So he was saying something like, look at your baby daddies. You know what I'm saying? How many of them were the daddies was like Russell?
Mm.
Then he said, "Are we?" Come on now. Like, is it, we know what type of swag you like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I get it. You want the person to treat you like everything. I get that. I respect that all day. But to say that you always been looking for Russell Wilson, you really want a Russell Wilson in a future package. Just say that's what you want.
Yeah, pretty much. And again, to this point, I mean, to that point exactly, just even like we mentioned, as far as looking at Russ prior to Sierra and looking at Russ now, you know, it's like the only difference is what? The swag, you know, the additional contracts, you know what I mean? The fact that you got a Sierra on your arm too, because, you know, let's be real. Obviously, they they help boost each other's, you know, stardom for sure. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
having a Sierra on your arm definitely spotlights Russ, you know, a lot, just like having Russ on her arm spotlights her, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's easy to look at Russ now and say, yeah, I want that. Like, I mean, that's easy, right? Anybody would say that's something, that's the type of person you would want. But again, if Russ, regular Russ walks into the door looking the way he used to look, let's not even talk about the contracts and the starting quarterback and the Super Bowl winner, even if he still has all of that. If he walks into the door still rocking them dad jeans, still rocking them Hawaiian shirts, still rocking them New Balances before New Balance started getting a little buzz, you know what I mean? You're going to clown that dude no matter what, right? So until you happen to look on TV and be like, hold up, is that the dude over there that's winning Super Bowls?
Hey, wait. Rick, I'm gonna cut you up real quick. I'm gonna do this, right? I'm gonna give women the benefit of the doubt and assume that most of them doesn't even know he's a quarterback, right? I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt that he's not even a quarterback. You know what I mean? Even the dudes that look normal, or, you know what I'm saying, they're not as flashy as the quote unquote future type, they might have a bag. They might have the career, but you're not, like you say, they're not looking for them.
Yeah, and you'll never even know. You'll never even know if they got a bag, right? Because that's the thing. Let's be real, because the bag would seal the deal. You know what I mean?
Knowing
he got a bag would seal the deal. So if a corny dude walks into a store and right on his forehead, you know, has the figures and the numbers on there and what's in the bag, then he ain't corny immediately, right? Yes. Immediately he's not corny because you know he got a bag. So to your point, even not knowing he's a superstar, not knowing he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback or whatnot, even if he just has the bag, that dude still gets no burn. He doesn't even get through the door for you to even know, oh, he got the bag. You know what I'm saying? But again, same dude walks in and lets you know immediately right off top, hey, I got the bag. He's a little more interesting now, right? You know, so again, it's not to say, I'm not trying to call women out here saying it's all about the materialistic and whatnot, this and that. But there is obviously a sector of women that a Russell Wilson type is only appealing because the bag comes with them, you know, because other than the bag, you're going to call them corny. And I don't care what y'all tell me. Y'all can't convince me. You guys can't convince me that corny by y'all's definition is going to be good enough for you on its own. Absolutely not. It has to come with everything else that Russ is bringing to the table. And every corny dude doesn't have that. That's why they're all in the friend zone.
Boy, you ain't crazy, dog. You went crazy, see? And see, you talking about me. You might be stirring the pot with a little extra gusto, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, I gotta stand up for the corny dudes. Here's the thing, right? Like, I gotta stand up for the corny dudes. I feel like I got a little bit of swag about me. I feel like, you know, I could talk a good game and whatnot, but yo, I wasn't in these streets growing up, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't wild and reckless. I wasn't that future type of dude. I'm not gonna say I was corny necessarily, but you know what I mean? I'm the guy that liked different things, that liked random stuff that people be like, yo, how do you like that? Why are you into this? Why are you into that? You know what I'm saying? But you know, I had a certain level of confidence about myself as I grew older and kind of grew into, you know, who I was, you know what I mean? And it's one thing that I felt like I could always do. I felt like I always had a great personality and I could always hold great conversations. So, you know, that was my tool. You know, I knew I wasn't the cutest dude in the world, you know, and I knew I wasn't the coolest dude in the world. I wasn't the most gangster dude in the world, you know, whatever. But, you know, I did all right with the females, right? You know, because I was able to kind of break past that. But at the same time, you know, there's been plenty of times in the past where it's like I could see, you know, a female that I was interested in who didn't give me the type of day and then immediately gave person XYZ the type of day. And I could see immediately the differences between me and that person. You know what I mean? So it goes to that point where it's like, if you don't even have a conversation with somebody, if you can't even get a chance to be in that presence and kind of you know, make a case for yourself. To let someone know what they might be looking forward to when it comes to you. If you can't even get past that first initial, he's kind of corny, I'm good, then you're fresh out of luck. You know what I mean? So for a guy like Russell, man, to come from where he came from, make it all the way up to here where people always kind of, and remember in the even in the beginning when this is new, this whole sign me up for corny thing is new. Because I'd say for the first year or two that he was with Sierra, he was still getting clowned by women. You know what I mean? He was still getting clowned. So it wasn't even like as soon as they got together, it's like, all right, he ain't corny no more. That's fresh, yo. That's new.
Facts. You're right. Damn. So you...
Because that was always the thing, right? That was always the thing. It's like, how do you go from Future to Russell Wilson? How do you go from Future to Russell Wilson,
right? Future
to Russell Wilson. That was the whole thing for the longest time. And now, out of nowhere, all of a sudden, all right, cool. You know, yeah, corny's cool now. All right, yeah, no doubt.
Nah, this we live in a generation where shit is just wishy-washy. I'm talking about in general, everybody wishy-washy. Yeah. You're right. I didn't
no consistency.
You know where I thought you were going? You didn't even go there because you didn't even go that far back. I'm surprised, but that was a good point. I was going to say, I wonder how females are going to think when they find out that Russell Wilson was already married. Mm-hmm. And not only was he married, he's married to a white girl.
Yep.
Which there's nothing wrong with. I want to let you guys know there's nothing wrong that he was married with a white girl, right? But even that is like, that made sense. Because when you think about Russell Wilson's personality, it's like, you can't even hate, because it's like, yeah, I understand why he's married to a white girl. He was probably raised around a whole bunch of white folks and this and that. You know what I'm saying? So it made sense. But God forbid they get to find out that he was married to a white girl. Like, well, how you get with Sierra? You was a seller. Because the conversation that always comes up, well, like when I was speaking with my homegirl yesterday, she was like, would you ever deal with a white girl? You know what I'm saying? And you could already tell the energy from that question that you're not supposed to ever even look at a white girl. You know what I'm saying? So I find that, you know, very interesting.
and you know what? And oddly enough, that fits the narrative too, you know, because again, whether it's you know, dating outside of your race, right? Dating outside of your culture, dating outside of your pay bracket, right? Dating outside of your social status, outside of your professional status, no matter what it is, there's always going to be these inherent biases that you have to deal with whenever you're courting, whenever you're looking to get into a relationship. And it's all hurdles that you have to go through, right? But again, whether it's the man or whether it's the woman, you do yourself and the other person a disservice by completely shutting them down for any one of those situations. So whether it's, that's a white girl, so I'm not even going to bother. That could be the perfect match for you. And just because it's a white person, you're like, nah, I'm not going to bother. Mm-hmm. Oh, that dude's corny. Look, he can't dress. I'm good. Okay, again, that could be your perfect match. And you'll never know just because he got on a Hawaiian shirt. You know, or oh man, this crazy, this dude works at McDonald's. Hell no, nah, I ain't chopping it up with him. You know, again, this could be the person that's gonna change your life and make you, you know, make you the whatever, and add all types of greatness to your life for the future. And you'll never know simply because you don't even let them get through the door. So it's wild, man.
Yeah, that's tripping. You're missing out on free Big Macs. You know what I'm saying? He got that that plug is real. You feel me? That's what happened when you block your blessings. No food for you. And y'all saying y'all want a man that could cook. Man, that's knocking out Big Macs all day.
Milkshake machine would always be working for you.
Always working. Always. My man got me that milkshake. You know what I'm saying? Oh, your milkshake? His shit might be broke, ain't it?
Yo, it might be broke for you. It ain't broke for me.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let me stop before I get murdered on this thing. But really, though, at the end of the day, the moral of the story is you're allowed to be attracted to whoever you're attracted to. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? There's no question about it. If this is your particular preference, whether it's short, tall, big, small, you know what I'm saying? that's your preference. But yeah. to lie to us and say the whole time that you love Russell Wilson. Ever since middle school, when elementary, middle school, we started noticing girls and stuff like that, and y'all noticing boys and stuff, y'all knew, mm-hmm. y'all knew, I'm not going to say that people knew what they wanted, but they knew what they didn't want.
But you know what you like, you know what you don't like, exactly.
Exactly. People's likes is changing all the time, but they know what they don't like, and yeah. they didn't like, they didn't care. I'm not going to say didn't like, they didn't care. For the Russell, they didn't care for those types. We was always the friends, you know what I'm saying? But not, no, someone you could like put on your arm and show off, you know what I'm saying? Because that's always the thing. You want somebody that kind of show off, like, look what I got, what you ain't got. So
yeah, I'd say something that'd be super interesting, and obviously it's nothing that we could ever do, right? I would love okay. to see that woman's DMs. Like, that woman who posted that about if this is what corny looks like, sign me up for corny. Yeah. I'd love to see her DMs and see the amount of corny dudes that she has in her life already that pulled up like, stop talking shit. You was a fucking liar. You know what I mean? You was a liar. You, no, you've been curving me. You've been shutting me down. You told me to my face I was corny. Get this weak ass tweet out of here,
bro. Rick, based on the joint, I'm not even gonna go too crazy. I'm not even gonna go hard. I don't know if that's a DM we wanna see if she getting DMs.
Right, expose yourself, yo.
Let's check another female because that might not be the one to. Do the case study on that ain't it. What you looking for, you ain't gonna find it right there.
Yeah,
we're gonna do that case study on somebody else, bro. Oh no, but we're gonna switch it up. Let's go on to TI. If the world is not aware, if you're not aware, TI has been embarking on comedy. He's been doing stand-up comedy, and some people are saying he's decent, which, you know, shout out to TI for, you know, trying something new, you know, coming out his shell and trying something new. So we know he's a amazing rapper. We seen him act. He did good in ATL. He basically played himself, I feel like.
Yeah.
So that's not hard to do. But yeah, he's been doing stand-up comedy. And, you know, comedy's kind of hot right now, especially after the debacle at the Oscars with Big Willie and my dog Chris Rock. So there was a comedy show a few weeks ago, and there was a female stand-up comedian who was basically talking about T.I.'s allegations with T.I. and T.I.'s wife, Tiny, some of the sexual allegations. And she was talking about it, and T.I. got the mic and basically went off on her. You know what I'm saying? They didn't get physical in the sense of what happened at the Oscars, but it was very verbally abusive. And I guess my question is to you is, since you've seen the video, do you think we know Chris Will Smith physically was trying to, I guess, you know, defend his wife. Do you think T.I. was valid in the way he responded to the female comedian about the allegations to his wife?
It's tough, man. You know, it seems like it's open season on comedians these days, you know, but one of the things I'll say, and just to remain consistent, right? Yeah. So one of the things I'll say that I believe wholeheartedly, comedy is an art form. We get it. You know, we understand when you go up there as a comedian, your job is to make people laugh. I don't want to say by any means necessary, but that's your job. That's what you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to poke fun. You're going to haze. We're all old enough to know growing up where, you know, you was clowning on each other and hazing each other and doing jokes and whatnot. I get it, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has to understand what the situation is and also understand what the potential repercussions can be, right? Mm-hmm. So you as a comedian, if you're going to get up on stage and start making jokes about somebody that's in your audience, at the very least, at the back of your mind, you have to understand and be prepared for the possibility of some type of reaction and possibly retaliation, right? So, and then you, if you're going to a comedy show, you gotta also understand, hey, look, if I'm sitting anywhere I'm sitting, I could catch it, but especially if I'm sitting up front, mm-hmm. I could definitely catch it, you know? And you gotta be able to know, hey, can I handle that? If not, maybe I shouldn't go. Everybody gotta play their role, right? So in this situation, it's a little different because, you know, again, to your point, T.I. was there as a comedian as well. This is obviously an issue that, you know, oddly enough, we don't hear much about. You know, I know when it first came out, you know, these allegations and whatnot, there was a lot of talk around it, but, you know, I don't feel like I've heard much of anything come from it. Mm-hmm. Legally, it doesn't seem like much came from it just because obviously T.I. is a free man and not, you know, currently on trial for anything as far as I know. So him and his wife, as far as I know, legally have not gotten into any issues with this yet or whatnot. Socially, it hasn't been brought up much. He hasn't necessarily been canceled, nor have I noticed a campaign for his cancellation, you know? So I think from his perspective, it might be more of a situation where it's like, yo, like nobody's even talking about this. Why are you bringing this up? You know, kind of. Mm-hmm. And from the video, it seems like, you know, this female comedian, this is a part of her bit. And this doesn't seem like it was the very first time she said it. And it doesn't seem like it's the first time T.I. has called her out about it, you know? So it's one of those things where, you know, it's touchy, man. It's really touchy because at the same time, I understand T.I.'s point because especially now, here's the thing. I don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened except for T.I. and these women, you know, and anybody else who were in any of these hotel rooms or whatnot. Mm-hmm. The allegations in the story sound crazy. So if any of that stuff is true, I would hope that it comes to light and is dealt with accordingly, right? Yeah. But if it's not true and it's propaganda and again, it's something that is dying down and hopefully going away. If it's not true, I could understand T.I.'s point of view. Like, yo, like, again, this is done with. Like, why is it being rehashed? You know what I mean? But at the same time, I understand as a comedian, if you stepping up on stage and you know T.I. is going to be in the building, whether T.I. in the building or not, it's good laughs to write up a clever joke if the joke is clever enough. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things, man. Comedy is under attack. It's unfortunate, you know. Obviously, it started with the thing at the Oscars. I don't think it just started with the thing at the Oscars. You go back mm-hmm. with, you know, the issues with Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin got canceled for a joke she made about Trump while Trump was in office. You know what I mean? And like we've seen it happen all the time. Comedians, I think it was Louis C.K. He's now just starting to kind of come back from his quasi cancellation.
Oh, well, that was different.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like comedians kind of, they walk a thin line, right? It's a gift and a curse. They are easily cancelable because there's so many wild and outlandish shit that they could say at any given time. Mm-hmm. But also, I feel like if anybody is able to come back from cancellation mm-hmm. rather quickly, it's comedians as well, you know? So they kind of have the benefit and the, you know, the bad side of being able to say, quote unquote, say whatever you want on stage, but then having to deal with the repercussions, you know? So,
I mean,
it's tough though. It's dicey.
I mean, I feel like as a comedian, most comedians say what people are thinking or want to say anyways.
Yep.
So I don't think that comedians should not even have to be subject to any type of physical abuse first off. Like, mm-hmm. if words hurt you, you know, I mean, it's words, you know what I'm saying? If you want to refute that later on or whatever, you could do that, you know what I mean? But they're basically a reflection of our inner thoughts. They are just, they're brave enough to say it. And that's why we pay to go see them. That's why we watch. Because like,
So here's the funny thing, and I don't mean to cut you off, but something right off the heels of your point, right? You are exactly right. It's why we like comedy. It's why we like comedians. It's why we pay to go see them, right? To your point, because we know they're going to say stuff that we are more than likely very well thinking, but would never say ourselves, right? But also at the same time, so many people will have that mindset and will go see that comedian so they can hear what that comedian has to say. And laugh and joke and ha-ha, but then we'll leave and try to act as if, oh, I would never say that. Oh, I would never think that. It's funny, but I would never say that. I would never think that. I can't believe you said that, you know? So there is that hypocrisy tied to it for some people too, where it's like, you're going to sit there and laugh and ha-ha-ha, but then gun to your face, you're going to be like, no, I don't believe. No, I don't.
You see?
That's not funny. I don't think it's funny. I don't think, you know?
You see, and that's why I keep saying the world's full of bitches. Straight up. I know people don't like when I say that shit. It's world full of bitches. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, no, people are saying what you want to hear. People like you hear them say a joke and they'll be like, oh, like the little groans, and then start laughing.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. You're talking about the retarded person, but you think it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everybody can get it. That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't like it, don't support with your money. Like, one of my favorite comedians is Dave Chappelle. You were even back in the day. Eddie Murphy, raw, delirious. Yep. If Eddie Murphy said the stuff he said today, the world will be trying to cancel him like a motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But let's think about these specials they had. They were hilarious. You know what I'm saying? What was that one thing? Hey, how would you like to fuck man ass? Pause. Big pause. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what the fuck is Eddie saying? But that shit was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're talking about the tight leather suit.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I feel like comedians should be able to say whatever they want to say without repercussion of being physically harmed. If you have a problem with it, so be it. A discussion could be had. You know what I'm saying? Now back to the T.I. situation. I thought T.I. was, especially in this climate, when we're quote unquote talking about protecting women, he was being very aggressively verbally abusive to her. And not the part that I hated the most about that, outside of him looking really out of his character. And you know how sometimes, like, when people are accusing you of something and you're reacting so hard, you really look like you actually did it.
Yeah.
That's what it came off to me as. I'm trying to give the man the benefit of the doubt, but it really came off as if you really did that shit, bro. There's one.
I think another thing too, to that point, right, is the fact that you mentioned, you know, how aggressive he was with this female comedian, right? And it's ironic because you're being super aggressive with this female while trying to plead your case about allegations regarding you being aggressive towards females. You know what I mean? So it's kind of counterproductive at that point, you know?
And then the icing on the cake was the fact that at the end he got on the stage with her and you kind of didn't know where it was going. And I'm kind of surprised that, I guess there was kind of like maybe security guards that kind of got close to see what was going to happen. But the fact that he was able to get on stage and actually hug her against her will, you know what I'm saying? Because we didn't know where that was going to go.
Yeah, exactly. And especially coming off of, you know, everything that's happened over the past couple weeks.
Yeah, totally, totally unacceptable. If you have some type of beef with me, I don't need you in my space. You can't hug me. And you went and hugged the female. Like, I didn't like that whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? So,
And it kind of goes back to, you know, we talked about it on the, you know, on the on the Getting Jiggy episode too, where it's like, you know, and that's where people, everybody's like, why would they let Will Smith on the stage? And why would he even allow them? Well, because he's Will Smith, you know? And and in that moment, you don't expect that end game to happen, you know? So it's like, it looked like the same mindset from that aspect too. To your point, yeah, it looked like security was kind of in the area and checking on things, but T.I. still managed to make it on stage. Why? Because he's T.I. If it was, you know, any other Joe Schmo, he would have never even probably got close to that stage. We know that, you know what I mean? So there's a level of celebrity that also, you know, kind of plays into both of these situations now where, you know, again, to your point, like, comedians should be able to do their jobs, yes, but you know, at the same time, I think security might need to start doing their
job. Boy, good point. Paying all that money for them security guards to let you get your ass whooped on the stage, man. That's kind of crazy. Even though it was T.I., he should not have been allowed to get on the stage. At least with the Will Smith thing, who in the world knew that was going to happen?
Exactly.
To the point where you're thinking it's a hoax or it's a joke.
Yeah,
but seeing the way T.I., and this is coming off the heels of that, to see T.I. After being so combative with this female, for him to get on stage, you know what I'm saying? That should have never happened.
Because you know what? Let's even go back to the Will Smith joint, right? Let's flip the timeline. Mm-hmm. If he screams from his seat, "Keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth," if he yells that out twice before going on stage,
yep.
It would have probably stopped him, right?
Yep, most definitely.
It would have probably stopped him from going on stage if he had yelled that out, you know?
Yes.
So to your point, to have T.I. be aggressive that way, so verbally aggressive ahead of time, and then after that, you let that man get on stage, that's not cool.
Yeah, unacceptable. So, yeah, I'm off of my comedians, you know what I'm saying? Some of my favorite, you know, my heroes. They speak their minds, they're hilarious, they do their thing. So it's like, man, let my comedians be free.
So let me ask you a question while you're on that, right? And this might be a little, you know, this is going to be a touchy one too. How do you feel about a white comedian using the N-word in their bit?
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, how would you feel about them using the N-word in their act?
Shoot, I can't say that I would be a fan of it. I definitely wouldn't. But I need to see where this is going. Like, what's the context? All that context stuff,
right? Yeah.
You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, what am I going to do? Am I going to go on the stage? Mm-hmm. It's either I sit there to listen to what he's saying, or I got to walk the fuck out if I really do not like what the fuck's going on. And maybe have a discussion later as far as, like, what can I do? Do I have to tweet or whatever the case may be? Mm-hmm. Some type of communications, but I know I can't attack that man physically or that person. So no,
that makes sense. And I'm of the same mindset too. And even whether it's comedian or not, you know, I'm not the type to hear that word from a white person and completely go crazy. Context is key. You know what I mean? Context is very key. Not only that, we live in a world where, you know, where the black guy goes crazy, we're immediately the aggressor and the suspect, right? So you got to be smarter than that, first and foremost, you know what I mean? Yeah. But again, at the end of the day, context is always a key. You know when somebody is using the word to you specifically in a derogatory way. You know that, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, if that is not the case, you handle it accordingly as maturely as possible. Even if that is the case, you still got to handle it accordingly. Because again, at the end of the day, we start wilding out, we're the bad guy, no matter what happened, you know. So
the referee don't always get the first play, they get the second one that reacted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So, you know what I mean? So there's that. It's like, yeah, he just said a word, so why'd you hit him? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like what's going on right now. So we'll talk about Chris Rock, you know, saying what he said, but everybody worried about Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? So that shit crazy, man. I don't like it. But next one, let's get to something mad interesting. There was a story that came out, I believe it was not more than 2 weeks ago, actually. There was police who went to an apartment building in Miami Beach, reports of violence and whatnot. Police come to find out that there was a couple, a black man and a white woman. The white woman had stabbed the black man and he died. And she was taken into custody by the police and basically was Baker acted. I don't know if many people, I've heard this term a few times, but I'm not fully, it's basically Baker acted is when they kind of like take you in because of a mental, like a person might be crazy. So the police will take you in just to evaluate you to see if you're actually mentally off or going crazy or whatnot, make sure you don't harm anybody else or to even harm yourself. So, you know, they took her in, blood everywhere, blood all over her. And she was released on bond. You know what I'm saying? In between those times, before she was released, there was friends of the couple saying that there was, you know, that the guy was a very nice dude and that there seemed to be some problems, but they seemed to be defending or on the side of the guy a lot.
Yeah.
So there might have been things going on from the girlfriend's side. So she was released, you know what I'm saying, on bond, you know, people thinking that, damn, maybe she went off, she's going crazy. And I didn't even post the story because I wanted to kind of get more information. Was it an abusive situation? Maybe was she defending herself? You know, things of that sort.
Yeah.
Just to give the benefit of the doubt, because we already know Black Twitter. We're going to be on the side of the Black folks.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, so about that, not necessarily. So I don't know how much you've heard about the dude himself. And first and foremost, obviously, you know, rest in peace and thoughts and prayers to his friends and family. It's crazy that you mentioned that, because one of the things that, you know, obviously Twitter's the news for me. Like I go in and try to get as much information as possible. That's where things are going to always get some good reporting and whatnot. So I noticed, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, Black women are not standing up for dude, you know? So he has a history of tweeting negatively about Black women, his preference, you know, at face value based on his tweets seem to be white women. And I've seen a lot of these tweets where, you know, Black women are like, nah, I'm gonna sit this one out. You got what, you know, you knew you went and got what you wanted, and now you got what you got, you know, which is like
such a
horrible mindset to have, you know. Like, now don't get me wrong, some of the things that I've seen from his tweets also was a horrible mindset to have, because I can say some of the tweets that I've seen from him and whatnot were pretty disparaging, you know, and you know, heartbreaking to see. At times, you know, it always sucks when, you know, you see anybody just shaming someone else within their own race, you know? I mean, again, preference is one thing. You can like what you like, but I don't think that necessarily has to come with an inherent hate for what you don't like. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, it was very interesting that you mentioned that, you know, it's like, yeah, you figure as a race, as Black folks, we are going to say, hey, let's stand up and let's get justice and this and that, which is why I feel like, not to say it's not as much of a big story, but, you know, it's not as polarizing as, you know, some of these other situations we've seen with, you know, Black men and women, unfortunately, losing their lives to the hands of, you know, white counterparts. You know, we don't see the hashtags and the justice for and pray for and all of that as much as we've seen. And I think a lot of that has to do with this, you know, large section of our community saying, hey, well, you ain't even like us. So, you know, this is what you like, and look what that got you, you know? And it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate that that's how this thing is kind of playing out right now. Who knows how it goes going forward, but that's definitely the mindset among a lot of folks in our community.
That's terrible. I did catch a few of those comments. I didn't see the tweets. I didn't know anything of the tweets, but I did see those comments as far as like, you found what you was looking for, you know, type energy. And at the end of the day, not happy to hear that, but at the end of the day, I'm still not happy to the fact that he's not here. He's not allowed to grow, because, you know, whatever he might have, however he came up to find the mindset that he had, he could have changed that, you know what I'm saying? Could have grew out of that. So that's very unfortunate that he won't even have the opportunity to do so. So there's that. And we have to respect the fact that, you know, he's no longer here, and then his family has to, you know, has to bury him. Now the crazy part about this story is the fact that, you know, once again, said she was Baker acted. Basically, when they take in crazy people, she came out on bond, and immediately they catch her ass at a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're fucking disturbed as a person.
Yeah.
After killing somebody, or if you've been being abused, no one's supposed to find you outside. You're outside. And let's remember, she's a social media, she's an influencer.
Yeah.
So, you know, people going to see her. She's outside. She's basically, oh, it's Friday night. I'm going to get lit with me and my friends.
Business as usual. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it had to be somebody that noticed who she was and started recording it. And she was like, I think we should get out of here. She said, yeah, bitch, you should. Because I thought it's like us as Haitians, right? We call home. We call from school talking about, mommy, I'm sick. Can you come pick me up? You know what I'm saying? Then when you come home, you're playing video games. I thought you were sick.
Yeah, I thought you were sick.
You feel me? You lied. Now turn this shit off. You're gonna sleep this shit off. You feel me?
Yeah.
But you done took a life. You was telling us, oh, you're getting abused and all that. But here you are at a bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Outside. And that's another unfortunate reminder of, you know, the society that we live in, right? You know, like like they say, you know, she got the complexion for protection, you know. So it's unfortunate, but it's the way the world works, you know. Like, and we hear it all the time, and it's cliche, and it's annoying to even have to bring it up because it's so obvious at this point. You flip the roles and it's a completely different situation. Right? You know, first of all, you flip the roles, forget making bail. You've got to make sure that somebody gets into police custody alive.
Alive. Correct.
You know what I mean? So getting bail would be like winning the lottery.
You feel me? Like
just making it to central booking and still breathing.
Yes.
You know, would have been a win. You know what I mean? So it's unfortunate, and we see far too many examples of it over and over again, you know, and it's like, you know, it's one of those things where as a community, we, you know, the more upset we get about it, and the more we yell and scream about it, and then the more people still want to act like they have no idea why we're mad. And then we continue to see these examples over and over and over and over again. Like, it's ridiculously frustrating. You know what I mean? Like, the fact that anyone in that situation can just, you know, be sent home. Hey, go ahead and kick it. You know, we'll give you a shout if we need anything else from you. It's wild, man. It's wild.
Yeah. The benefit of the doubt. Yeah, we believe you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever she said, it was like, I believe you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's twofold too, right? Because it's we have to look at it and get slapped in the face twice by this situation. Because number one, we get to see how the justice system treats, you know, someone who doesn't look like us and gets, you know, gets accommodated in this fashion, right? But then also on the other side, we also see how the justice system doesn't necessarily seem too motivated or care about bringing justice for someone who does look like us, you know? So, you know, it's, you know, we lose twice in this situation.
Yeah.
Two different ways, man. And it sucks.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you might could put three different ways, because Buddy's not here either.
True. Obviously, I mean, that's the you know, like,
so it's like
here's a life taken, and you know what I mean, like trying to get down to accountability for it doesn't seem like a priority, you know, especially when your prime suspect is at the bar buying drinks for everybody.
Yeah, man, and I could have sworn, like, don't get me wrong, because I'm not a vagabond, I'm not used to getting arrested or whatnot, but I thought when they put you on, when you get out on bail, you're not allowed to like do shit like drugs or whatnot. Man, I don't know. Well, if y'all, any of y'all former convicts,
we're not.
Anybody that convict,
listen, we're not. You're right. Actually, you're right. We're not.
Yeah. So if you know somebody that knows somebody, or if that person is you, please let us know. Please correct us, because I'd like to know. That's what I thought, man. I watched too many cop shows. You feel me? I might be messed up. But yeah, no, nice. It's definitely interesting to see how the law is treating people of the different complexion. You know, it's very unfortunate. And then even in the case of the young woman who was back in the year of the pandemic, there was a chick. Mm-hmm. I believe she's a Hispanic, you know what I'm saying? Like, petite chick. She ended up blaming somebody for stealing her phone and jumping on him, thinking he's lying, jumping on him and physically attacking him. And come to find out, she left the phone in an Uber. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she done attacked the dude and shit. And the hotel was basically on her side, trying to defend her, which was fucked up as well. Not trying to really get down to figure out what was going on in that particular situation. Long story short, fast forward today, she got hit with hate crime charges in New York. She pled guilty and she got let off.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, she pled guilty. And basically they said, as long as you continue your treatment, like therapy or whatnot, and don't get in trouble for two more years, you're good. You're good. Mind you, but now let's add on to it. In between times, between 2020 and now, she done got caught with doing a DUI. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I forgot some other stuff. So once again, you would think all that would be taken into account before you pass your judgment as far as what she deserves. The way, you know, the system treats people that look like me and you, as opposed to others that, you know, fairer complexion.
Complexion for protection, bro. That's it, man. it's a good thing when you've got the complexion for the protection.
Well, I'm gonna say this, man. Thank God I love being black. You know what I'm saying? Comes with its perks.
Thanks.
It's a risky life.
Yeah.
Other than that, I love it.
Someone's got to do it, right?
You know what I mean? I like jumping high. Well, I'm the one black guy that can't jump high, whatnot, but I still love it here. But yo, Rick, man, it was good to have you back on the show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the, give us your Instagram and stuff real quick so the people can find you.
Yeah, man. You already know. My personal is at Rick Notic. RICNOTIQ. That's on every form of social media. And then you already know the podcast handle, the Mr. Eccentric podcast handle, is at Mr. E Cent Rick. So it's at MRESENTRIC. Same thing across all platforms, including TikTok this time, since I didn't shout out TikTok last time.
Doing it. There we go. But
yeah, find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, at Rick Notic, at Mr. E Cent Rick.
Well, I feel like the only thing you didn't name was OnlyFans at this point. Well, you got everything at this point now.
Hey, I gotta build the community first, man. Once I get my follows up, the OnlyFans comes through.
There you go. There it is. Go do your thing, dog. All right, y'all. Y'all already know what it is, man. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. You already know you can find us on Instagram at Stirring the Pot Talks. It's Stirring the Pot, a podcast on Facebook. You can find us on there. And once again, appreciate you tuning in. You already know what it is. And as always, peace in. Mahalo. Thank you.